So, how did you like Konsen Bosal practice? Yeah? Did it surprise you?
Yeah.
I loved it. That was something like a bowl in a china shop. That was perfect.
When do you breathe?
Yeah. Every time you breathe. That's when you breathe. Did you stop breathing?
I found it hard. It was like I was expelling all the time with my voice, and I couldn't, and it was going so quickly that I didn't have a place to catch my breath. Mm-hmm.
Did you need to catch your breath? You look pretty good. And she seemed to be here. Catching your breath, it seems to be an idea. Mm-hmm. What did you think of it?
It's pretty interesting. I found it moving.
Mm-hmm. I was laughing. I found it so, just kind of laughing. But it didn't feel like I was laughing at it. It just made me really joyful.
Joyful?
Yeah. And mostly I was just trying to be serene in it all. There's nothing serene about this. The faster it went.
That's what I like.
And then the thing about not stepping on any of the implements there. You have to really be precise in the way to run. Mm-hmm.
It's good physical exercise too.
But yes, very nice. Yes, good exercise. Good physical exercise. Good non-mental exercise.
Yeah, I couldn't think about it.
No.
Just being
I
had to.
I just thought my breathing afterwards was much deeper too. Mm-hmm. So deeper, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. All of which is true. Now, qi is energy, right? And do is way. Well, it's a kind of pure energy way of being. And we tend to think of energy like a develop vast resources of energy, then we have energy to expend. But actually, the energy that we use in Kido is not our energy. It's just energy. It's kind of universal energy, or way energy. It's another way to say it. Way energy, or the energy of the way. Where does this way energy come from?
Everything.
So when you're walking, what's walking?
The way.
The way is walking. Yeah, right. And how does the way walk?
Just
it just walks. That's right. It just walks. Isn't that wonderful to find out? It doesn't have to think about walking or catch its breath to walk or just the way just walks. But what is the way if it's not us? And we are embodiment of the way. When we talk about a way-seeking mind, sounds like the way is far away. But what could seek the way but the way? And the way it seeks it is important for us to know. So we have kind of ideas about Zen or meditation or living. It should be this way or that way, or quiet or still or serene or whatever. And this is just kind of talk. You know how to do this. Right? Have you ever done it before? And when you're chanting Konsen Bosal, you're chanting the name of the Bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara, or Konsen Konyen. And what does that do? Well, what did that do?
It makes me kind of think that we are her.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. What is Konsen Bosal?
Compassion.
It looked to me like it was walking. walking and compassion different? You see how it comes together? Our activity, our thought, feeling, practice, our way is complete embodiment. And so when we have a stillness practice, it's complete embodiment and stillness. When we have way energy, or the Qigong, then it's that practice. Beyond what we can think about it, certainly beyond any thought we have during the activity, because did you have very many thoughts besides giggling and silly and just trying to keep up? Did you have any deep analytical understanding?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Did it kill you?
No.
No, it didn't kill you. Did it enliven you?
Yeah.
Yes, it did enliven you. And then when you bowed, did you have any problem bowing? You have any idea how many times you bowed?
No.
No, no idea. No idea at all. Don't you think living is nice? With all these usual crutches and kind of habits and things that we rely on, you didn't have a chance to do any of them, did you? No. You had no chance to rely on your usual idea of what you are, how you are, what you do, how you do it. Did any of you have noticed that you weren't comparing yourself to your idea of perfection? You just were doing it?
Mm-hmm. Didn't notice it.
Didn't notice it at all. All the usual silliness, right? No time to think about living. Only to live. It's quite nice, isn't it? And then, as Chris said, did any of the rest of you feel it when you sat down? Did you notice how released your breath was? It's just completely released. Yeah. Did others feel it? Mm-hmm. Just kind of... Because it turns out, against all odds, that the breath knows how to breathe. Just like the Bodhisattva knows how to walk. So this is kind of nice, isn't it? This is kind of a very nice way to discover it. We didn't have time to do it in a really traditional fashion. But I just thought, okay, it's great. The other Buddhas have made room for these Buddhas. So we'll experiment. We'll see what happens.
So, I can see if there's lots of people that'd be more challenging, right? Or
no.
Would you go just as fast? Would you go?
Actually, not only just as fast, but faster, with much more bowing.
With more people.
Yeah. I've done this with 50 people in the Zendo. Snaking around, doing kind of curlicue dances, and spirals, and leading in and out. But not for 10 minutes, for 3 days.
Wow.
3 days of zazen early, in, you know, like 5 in the morning, zazen. And then the whole day. Practice like this, and then nighttime, zazen, go to sleep.
Really go to sleep.
Yeah, 3 straight days. Bowing, chanting, walking, bowing, chanting, walking. Stop for meals, of course. Are you okay? But this non-stop cycle just absolutely blows all the circuits out right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then you just free of all your usual junk. Mm-hmm. It's quite nice. And the first time I did it was with Daesun Sunim, Korean Zen Master. And he had a kind of little, I don't know what you call it, but like a chanting drum, something like that, that he would hold in his hand. And he very skillfully would regulate the speed of the chanting and the walking so that over long periods of time, you would chant and it gradually build more and more and more. So it was really deep in our bodies. Mm-hmm. Until it was really deep. and then deep and wide and fast and like that, huge, until you thought you would explode. And at just the right moment when you thought you'd explode, he'd slow it down a little bit to contain all that energy so that you were positively vibrating with it. No release. Then slower, then down, more bowing. Then all that energy would go into a bow. And a bow for, I think we would chant and bow for maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes. Then we'd start walking again. We do this like an accordion for 3 days. It's quite marvelous because you can't think, can you?
No.
You just can't think.
It was really, really intense when we were going really fast. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like, I was thinking like, whoa, like I did feel kind of explosive or, you know, kind of on an edge or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like being driven by the milk of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And the ego can get a little...
Yeah, a little anxious.
A little worried. A little what?
Rattled.
Yeah, rattled. Yeah, yeah. Sure, because you, it starts to think, uh-oh, what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
And, but it's fine. There's no reason for it not to worry. And there's also no reason for it to worry. Because we know how to live. And it's very important.
So when you did your vows, you were doing your 3 days,
mm-hmm.
every time it's a different number. I mean, you wouldn't know because you weren't counting, right?
I have no idea how many times we bowed.
I mean, different...
Yeah, Sun Sinim just drove the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just surrender, complete surrender.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to surrender to Konsei Mpo-so. And so when you surrender, then... Like you didn't know, and maybe some of your egos are getting a little jittery or a little nervous or a little edgy, but you just continued, you didn't quit, you just surrender, and you become free of your own jitteriness, free of your own anxiety or worry, because you've surrendered to what? Not to me. You've surrendered to the moment in which you are doing what you are doing. And when we surrender to the moment in which we are doing what we are doing, we are completely free of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it such a nice way to find out? But also, did you notice they say no shortcuts?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, people were kind of like
cutting corners.
They had this, cutting corners. They had the idea that they have to do it a certain way and catch up or something, so they can't go all the way. But no, you have to go all the way because you can go all the way.
Yeah.
Right? You have to go all the way because you're able to go all the way. When you discover that you're able to go all the way, that there's nothing to catch up to and nothing to keep up with, then you surrender to going all the way also. And when we surrender to going all the way, we become free of the idea of all the way or not all the way. All the stuff that's associated with performance and accomplishment and attainment. All of those things. So we actually can practice it. We actually can embody it. And then when we sit down again, that whole experience is now part of the one who sits down. Then we can go all the way in our sitting. Surrender in our sitting. And we go home, surrender in our life, go all the way in our life, just all the way. There's nothing to hold us back, because the only thing that holds us back is our thought. There is nothing else that holds us back. Can you think of something that holds you back, that isn't just your thought?
Physically, I feel held back.
Yeah, well, we have kind of physical limitation. I can't do what I did at 20. So yeah, physically we have to deal with the fact of a deteriorating body. But the body we have in the moment, when we surrender, that's a whole body of that kind, right? Like I have a whole body of a man in his 60s. Fairly healthy, better than I was in my 50s, happy to say. right? So, but this is a whole body, but it's a whole body that's been here 60 plus years, right? So it has limitations, but because it's what I am in this moment, they're not limitations. They're only limitations in comparison to those, you know, young guys who haven't a clue about what's coming.
That's a really good point, because the thought of how you the fact that there is this change.
Yes.
That gets in the way.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the thought.
And again, it's the thought, right? It's the thought about it. Of course, we know impermanence is a basic teaching of the Buddha Dharma. Change, basic teaching of Buddha Dharma. So we can't fight that. We change. That's all there is to it. The person who walked into the Zendo and the person who's leaving is not the same. It's just how it is. In fact, the person who began that sentence and ended that sentence is also not the same. But so, yeah. Our body seems to hold us back, but only in comparison. Comparison is just a thought.